Have you guessed it? The fountain is back in action today. It hasn't been flowing for quite some time, probably because of the championships as well and in the preparations to the championships, but it's flowing again and it's making a lot of noise. It's even dying down the noise of the commuter trains whizzing past, or it's actually overpowering it almost. And today is kind of a funny day because it is very cold. I think it froze during the night, but the pool is clear of ice, which is great. But I kind of didn't really feel like coming today, and I haven't felt like this in a long, long time, which is strange. But now that I'm here, it just makes such a big difference just to see the water and to see the fountain again, and the noise it makes is also helpful. And as I arrived, Chris and Sue were just getting in verbal sounds, were reaching the other end of the pool. And in fact, it said on the blackboard coming in that it's 2 degrees. And for me, that means one length, no more than one. But they've just done 2. They're coming back on their second length. And well, they've survived it. I was going to wait until they've come back to decide what I was going to do. But I think I will do one length. And they have reached, they're just about to reach their second length. And that was tough. Sue Rentler says that was tough. My God.
Very tough, was it?
That was very tough.
Oh my God. But they survived. Oh. Chris, other than O, what was it like?
My hands.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Mad, you're mad. I'm definitely not going to do 2. My goodness. It's. I think it's 2 degrees today or something. Is it? Oh, they're speechless. Yeah. Chris's hands are white. Amazing. Yeah. But the thing is, afterwards, and you go into the sauna and you just feel so much better for having done it. So I think a length. I'm going to do a length. I'm not going to do more. No. David, what are you contemplating?
Just think here, cold it might be.
Yeah. I think you're right. It will be very cold today. Yeah, that's it. Whoa. Chris is in agony. However, they've done it. And it's so funny because, yes, you are in almost pain when you swim too much. But then you just revive and you feel just so fantastic. Whoa. A hot Mr. Bubbles is approaching. He's been in the sauna. How many width or length did you do?
I did a couple of lengths.
You did?
I did. It is colder, and it took me longer to warm up this morning, and I've had 20 minutes in there. Yeah, I feel fine now.
You feel fine? You look fine. You look smiley and all glowy.
But it did. It took, you know, 10 minutes in there before I really could feel the warmth coming back to my hands. It's cold.
Yeah, it is. I think it's down to 2 or something, or maybe even less. Yeah, well, we'll see. David said yesterday was 2, and today probably it's no warmer. Okay, well, my time to get in. My God, this water, as soon as you get in today, just attacks you. I ran up to the top end of the pool, the deep end, and then I thought I'd definitely do a length. But as soon as I got in, it just grabs hold of you and attacks you. But you just gotta keep going. I don't know how anybody did 2 lengths today. Crazy, even Fuzzler, who normally does length, I saw him do a width and a bit. And I'm glad I survived this one. But, you know, I'm out and I feel great, and I'm going to rush over to the sauna now. And then I'm sure feel completely revived and invigorated.